When I was a kid, I was fascinated by the summer thunderstorms. Back when they seemed to last for hours, when the sky would turn green, the wind would blow, and lightning and thunder would surround our house, on our little house out on the pasture lands of Oost America. There was always some fear of uncertainty, but what I remember most was the excitement that I had. Seeing the awesome power of God's nature and realizing how small I was, how no one, not even my dad, could not stop this storm from coming and blowing down our house, if it wanted to. Perhaps we all have this excitement and fear, even with the small storms that we experience today. The sound of a thunderstorm rolling in, it promises so many good things. We are excited to receive it, so long as we have safety, the safety of our home where it is warm and dry. Of course, it is a completely different story when we are not at home, where there is no security for the things that we love or protection from the brewing storm around us. The apostles in our gospel today are in this second situation. In fact, they are in the middle of the sea, during the darkest part of the night. When the storm comes, the wind and waves threaten their lives. In the boat, it seems like nothing is solid, for the ground under them is even rocking. They can't see a thing, either where they had come from or where they are going. And even though just before this, before they embarked, they experienced one of the greatest miracles of Christ, the feeding of the 5,000. In this moment, all they could think about is fear. Fear for their own lives. Fear of what might happen next. This feeling of fear, a feeling of deep anxiety, is a place we can all find ourselves in from time to time. Even if we know rationally that the situation we are in is not life-threatening. Maybe even now, some of us here feel this anxiety from something unpleasant that happened at work or in one of our relationships, or the upcoming school year, or a sick friend, or even a dying family member. These thoughts, these bad things plague our mind, and we become so focused on the uncertainty that we can't see a path forward. And we can't see the good things that have come before us, before that moment where these bad things happened. This is the unfortunate consequence of sin in our world. Because of sin, we forget what God has done for us and for his people throughout all of history. We forget, and it is easy for us not to trust in God, to try to right the ship by ourselves, and often make a bigger mess of the situation as we don't think clearly from this place of anxiety. The disciples see Jesus walking on the water, and they don't even recognize him. The one who has control of all things, the one who can save them. They see instead something scary at first glance. They think they see a ghost, that Jesus is a ghost, coming towards them. But then Christ speaks to them and reveals who he is, and reminding them that even here, even in this place where they have every right to fear for their lives, when all seems lost, that they should not be afraid, even now. He knows them and he loves them, and will not let fear and death be their master. God calls to us as well. He wants us to see him, to not be afraid of the storms in our lives. He has given us every good thing in our life, including life itself. Our feeble attempts to control our life is nothing compared to the absolute power that God has to keep us safe in his care. His plan for each of our lives is good, and we should trust in that. Like Peter, we want to trust, we want to know Christ, we want to be close to him. And we call out to the Lord from our place of distress. And we ask him to work some miracle in our lives to make things different, to pull us out of the mess. And if we call, as Peter did, to be close to the Lord will always answer that prayer. But as we grow in trust, we must not waver in that commitment to trusting him, keeping our focus on the Lord, trusting him to care for those things that are bigger than us, and not letting the chaos that is around us, the storm around us, to distract us from what really matters, our love of Jesus Christ. Abandoning this trust in ourselves for the trust in the one who has power to bring us true safety. This is the work that we must do as Christians, to trust completely in the Lord, which also oftentimes seems counterintuitive to us. We see the chaos of the world, and trying to fix it ourselves, we first need to run to God. Go and spend that time in silence, as we heard in the first reading today. Listen to that slight whisper that is the voice of God in our hearts. Come to receive all the graces that the Lord has for you in the sacraments. Then, filled with all these good graces, with God's life within us, we can then serve each other. Only then can his will be done here on earth. Only then does the chaos become ordered in our lives. Only with God. Not saved from the world with all of its chaos, but given the strength to understand and to face the world without anxiety that only blinds us to what is to come. Our faith in God does not pull us out of the waters. It does not right, but it does right the boat, keeps us afloat and calms the waves around us, and keeps us from sinking into the depths of ourselves or the depths of sin. We can only have faith if we know him, if we spend that time with him, if we study his word, receive his graces that he constantly offers us, and spend time quietly with him in the chapel before the Eucharist. Build up that relationship with the Lord by spending time with him. From this place of trust, we can find ourselves spiritually in a solid house, on firm ground, during these storms of our life. Even as the thunder rolls in, we do not fear what might happen, but trusting in God, we can look in awe at God's will being done. So that we can see so many good things out of the chaos that God brings. So today as we pray, let us ask God for that grace to know him, to be able to be close to him and to have that deeper relationship to weather these storms in our life.